certified magic carpet and your pilot, Charles Daly, have visited dozens of men's groups at their regular weekly luncheons. But today we visit the Soroptimist Club, a group of women who meet at lunch once a week to exchange ideas and to increase understanding and friendship among businesswomen. They are lunching in the cabinet room at the Willard Hotel. Now, we know well the record made by the men's department, and the certified magic carpet is eager to find out how the members of the Soroptimist can do with the question cargo. And so the first guest to step aboard the certified magic carpet is Mary Turner. Now, Miss Turner, I understand that in the Soroptimist Club, one woman is picked from each business to represent a particular business, and you only have one member from each business in the organization.
That's right.
What department are you from?
Well, I'm the director of the Home Service Bureau of the Potomac Electric Power Company. And that would come under utilities, I suppose.
Well, now, this has a good deal to do with utilities. How much earth can be taken out of a hole 4 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 6 feet deep?
Now, how would I know that?
Very simple. How much earth can be taken out of a hole 4 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 6 feet deep?
I wouldn't even know.
You can't take any dirt out of a hole. I haven't been able to for a long time. There's no dirt in it. Now, which one of the following can't a penguin do? Swim, walk, run, fly, lay eggs. Which one can't a penguin do? Swim, walk, run, fly, lay eggs.
Fly.
Fly is right. Now, when does the word love mean absolutely nothing at all? I'll give you a hint. It's in some kind of sport.
Tennis.
Tennis is right. When you say 40 love, it means 40 nothing. Now, in the poem by Edgar Allan Poe called The Raven, what did the raven say?
Nevermore.
Quoth the raven, nevermore. Now, here's one that's a little bit tricky. This is an old proverb rewritten. I read it to you, give us the original of the proverb. Urgency of movement creates leftovers, no longer serving a purpose. Urgency of movement creates leftovers, no longer serving a purpose. Oh, that was easy now. Urgency of movement creates leftovers, no longer serving a purpose. Very simple.
Very simple.
You with the paper there. No, don't. You mean you don't think I'd know this one? Haste makes waste. How will that do it? All right, now here's your last one. Groups of the following animals are called what? For instance, I'll give you an example. Partridges, coveys. You see, a covey of partridges. Mm-hmm. How about sheep?
Flock.
Flock. Fish.
School.
Locust.
Swarm.
People.
Crowd.
Crowds or mobs? That's right. Fine. Get down. 99.9%. And here's your loaf of certified double flavor bread, and thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you.
Now, the next guest in the certified magic carpet is Mary Burke. Miss Burke, where do you live?
I live at 3611 R Street.
And what branch of the business world do you represent in the Soroptimist Club?
Oh, I'm the Dean of Cookery at the Lewis Hotel Training School.
Ah, if so, well, I have to get some comments from you on this bread department before you leave us. Now, here's an old problem that I want you to straighten out for me. Is a zebra white with dark stripes or dark with white stripes?
Oh, I think he could be either.
No, you've got to pick one or the other. We insist on that definitive, to say the least.
I see. Well, I'll say he's white with black stripes.
Well, you're 90% right. He's considered white, and the stripes are brown and black, two colors. Now, what mammal can fly? What mammal can fly? It's a good one, is that? But I saw all by himself. What mammal can... You go into a dark room at night...
Oh, only, that.
That's right. Takes off the thing to scare the daylights off you. Now, what mammal lives in the ocean like a fish? What mammal lives in the ocean like a fish? Very big.
Whale.
Whale, does the trick fine. Now, here's one of those little things for you to straighten out. A revolving fragment of the solid part of the Earth's crust accumulates no plants which grow in masses nor moist surfaces. A revolving fragment of the solid part of the Earth's crust accumulates no plants which grow in masses on moist surfaces.
Rolling stone gathers no moss.
That's fine. That's splendid. Now, just one more for you before you leave us. Of the 26 letters in the alphabet, which is used the more often? Of the 26 letters in the alphabet, which is used the more often? Often.
Often?
No. That's pretty easy. And here's your loaf of certified double flavor bread. Have you ever used our bread?
Yes, I have. I like it very much.
As the Dean of Cookery, that's nice to know. Thank you very much for coming up. Now, the next guest in the certified magic carpet is the president of the Soroptimist, Gene Bennett.
Miss Bennett lives at 621 Indiana Avenue, and before we ask you any questions, I'd like you to take a minute out to tell us something about the Seroptimus, if you will.
Thank you, Mr. Daly. I'm very glad to tell you something about the Seroptimus Club. You know, this organization in Washington came into being 17 years ago. We celebrate our birthday in November. There are 108 such clubs in the United States and Canada, in the American Federation, and about an equal number throughout the world. This organization is something, well, it parallels Rotary for men. One woman of each business or profession, supposed to be the outstanding one in her line. And everybody wants to know, what does Soroptimus mean?
That's what I want to know, sir.
Well, I should be glad to tell you. Soro is sister. Optimo, the best. The best women.
Oh, fine stuff. I looked it up in the dictionary and had a lot of trouble with it. Now, you can't leave, you know, without answering a question or two.
Don't make it hard.
Oh, no, no. Is Canada larger or smaller than the continental United States? And that's an easy one, isn't it?
It's larger.
It's larger, that's fine. Now, the sun and the moon are said to have great effect on our tides. Which has the most effect, the moon or the sun?
The moon.
The moon, why?
Oh, don't ask me why.
Oh,
I don't know. I just know it does.
You see what I mean?
Me, it's nearer.
That's right, it's nearer. That's fine. Now, ever heard of Sitting Bull?
Is that okay?
No. Who is Sitting Bull? You know who Sitting Bull is.
Yes, but I've forgotten.
Oh, but now think back.
Why did you take me unawares?
He's an Indian chief who did what?
Oh, somebody says he defeated Custer.
They're right, too. He was an Indian chief who destroyed Custer's troops in the famous Custer's Last Stand. Now, you've been in Washington a long time, eh?
Yes, 25 years.
Oh, well, this is going to be very easy, then. What building in Washington carries this motto, equal justice under law?
The Department of Justice.
Now, that was what you were not supposed to say. You were supposed to say the Supreme Court building.
Oh. Well, that's a new building, and I haven't seen it.
Now, here's a tough one for you. Two native sons of Kentucky served simultaneously as presidents in the United States. Who were they? Two native sons of Kentucky served simultaneously as presidents in the United States. Who were they?
Let me think.
Yeah. In civil procedure, this sort of thing is almost out of order, but there was one time in the United States we had two presidents, you know. Civil procedure.
Why don't you whisper in my ear and tell me? Oh, I don't think so stupid.
No, you know that one. It happened during the Civil War. Now, that'll ought to help you out. But the only time we had two presidents.
Only time we had
two? Yeah, two presidents at the same time, you see. One of them was
Lincoln.
Lincoln, and the other one was president of the Confederacy, Mr. Jefferson.
Jefferson
Davis. And here's your loaf of certified double flavor bread. You made a good score.
I'm afraid I don't deserve it.
Oh, you did. The last one was a tough question. Now, the next guest in the certified magic carpet is Rena Pond. You live where, Pond?
I live at Northbrook Court.
Northbrook Court. Now, what part of the business world do you represent here in the Seroptimus Club?
I represent the construction service. I'm secretary and treasurer of the Bright Shepherd Company, Incorporated.
Well, see if you can construct this one for me. Will you give me the definitions of the following? Tomboy.
Well, a mischievous boy.
Tomboy, a mischievous...
Mischievous girl.
Girl, that's right, a romping girl. How about tomcat?
The one that makes noise on the back fence.
The male of the species, right on. Now, what about a tomahawk?
Well, that has something to do with an Indian.
Oh, they used it for what?
Its scalp.
Yeah, that's right. War axes. Cut heads off and things like that. How about a Tom Noddy? I bet you never heard of that one.
I never heard of
that
one.
Well, a Tom Noddy is a simpleton. I didn't know that myself. That's why I knew you would. Now, here's... describe these musical instruments for me without using your hands. An accordion.
Well, it has ridges like a radiator.
Yeah, how does it operate? What's the principle of operation?
Air pressure.
That's right, you... Portable instrument with bellows. We got that far, and it has keys and metal reeds, and you pump it. See, I can use my hands because I'm asking the question. Now, how about a violin?
It operates bow on strings.
And it's placed under the chin. That's fine. Now, all you have to do is unscramble this for me, and you're all through. A feathered vertebrate in a quadruped's forefoot is of value equivalent to a pear residing in the shrubbery.
Now, that's an old proverb rewritten. Straighten that one out for me, will you?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's fine. Splendid. And here's your loaf of certified double flavor bread. And thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you.
Now, the last guest in the certified magic carpet this morning is Caroline Stevens, who lives at 1615 Hobart Street, Northwest.
Yes.
And is all ready to answer the questions as soon as you tell us what branch of the business
we're doing. I represent the secretarial school, the Temple Secretarial School.
Well, now, if a timepiece is a watch, what is a swatch?
Somebody who doesn't know a thing.
Now, you know what a swatch is. A swatch. Swatch.
A swatch?
Yeah.
It's a quick strike.
No. This has to do with the clothing business.
Oh, clothing. Yeah. Oh, I don't know anything about
swatch.
Clothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll call it a sample of cloth. How's that?
Sample of what?
Cloth.
Clock?
They call them a swatch. I don't know why.
Oh, do they? Well, I don't know why.
I don't either.
No.
Now, if lemonade is a drink, what is a colonnade?
A colonnade is a series of posts.
That's right, columns. Fine. Now, if you heard somewhere about a husbandman, what would you think a husbandman was?
A husbandman was somebody that I'd have to go after at once.
You don't think just a farmer who tells the soil would do this, do you?
Oh, yes, he'd do all right.
Well, now we have just one quick question for you, for our time is going. Is it proper table etiquette for a left-handed man to stir his coffee with the right or left hand?
Perfectly.
Well, he should do it with a spoon, really. You shouldn't put your hand in the coffee. Well, now our businessmen must return to their tasks, and so the certified magic carpet must close up shop and prepare to take off and go home. But first of all, we give Miss Stevens a loaf of certified double-flavor bread.
Thank you.
Now, we've been visiting the Sir Optimus Club, a group of businesswomen who meet for lunch once a week. They met today in the cabinet room at the Willard Hotel, and we've got to leave, but we've aimed it back. The next time you hear... That's the siren of the certified...